Today's podcast is sponsored for Refu Shalema Fahu Vishprinsa Bas Teba Miriam. You can take the opportunity to sponsor a podcast and make this shiurim available to the public by contacting rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. We are in the Mavui of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Move to Perek Aleph. Siv Chav Gimel. But he continues, V'yesh ma'isa she'ein ba'asiyase kol iser. It's a time when there's a ma'isa done on Shabbos, but the person doing it, there's no prohibition. V'hu kashar yisehu einoi el misayeh. When you're only a misayeh, literally translated as a helper. D'haynu shu ma'afsher la'acher la'aseis melacha. That you make it possible for someone else to do a melacha. B'loy shehu atzma ya'ase melacha. Without this person himself doing anything. For V'ein b'zeh iser. Nation Messiah ain't by mamish. We pass a Messiah ain't by mamish. He says that someone who's helping is not any reality in a Maisa, and therefore, if you're only a Messiah, you will not be over any Isser whatsoever. And Ladugma gives an example. Hasevel mikaev shinayim. Someone has a terrible toothache, chazak, very strong. Shemutaloy lechas the refi shinayim nachri. It's permitted for him to go to a non-Jewish dentist, bezeshu peseach espiv, even though. You're going to sit on the dentist's chair. You're going to open your mouth. In order for the dentist to be metabol, you could go in la'akos hashen, whether it means taking out a tooth of the chaylo. Ain kol iser. There's no iser sharei. Ain el misayeya. That's called a misayeya. Vazeh amr chazal. And for this chazal said, misayeya ain bay mamish. And misayeya is not as ain bay mamish. And he says, therefore, you're allowed to be a misayeya. He brings in the bottom Sifka on Tzadik Beis from Rashi, Divrei Amas, Embay, Veloy Choshev Midi. We don't see it as you having done anything. Sivchav Dalet, Ha'oise Eskol Maise HaMalacha. Now we're going to talk about Chatzi Shir. If you don't do the full Shir of a Malacha. So he says, Ha'oise Eskol Maise HaMalacha. Someone who does a full Maise HaMalacha. Aval Embay Tetsa Osir Kedei HaShir. But the outcome is not the Shir that's Osir. Shekiblu Chazal halachal Moshe Mesina, the Chazal makav halachal Moshe Mesina. Omnam overal iser Torah. He says lamaisa, it's nevertheless an iser deraisa. Aval ein oinshei bidei adam, but bidei adam there's no chiyev misa, right? If you only did a chatzi shir. The bottom in Tzadik Vav he points out that it could be makis mardis for it. Which is just a drabonon deke malchus. But midei raisa, there's no punishment in Bezdin midei Adam for a person who did only chatzi shir, only part amount. L'chein, therefore, ha'koyseiv b'shabbos, someone who writes on Shabbos, potem me'oynish v'korben atchiyichtev shtei oisies. For instance, in order for someone to be is chayev for writing on Shabbos, you have to write two letters. Af ki gam ha'koyseiv ois achas over iser Torah. And even writing one ois is an Issa Deraisa. There's an Issa Taira to write even one ois. But in order for Bezdin to give a punishment, to mete out a punishment for it with Deraisa, one has to write the shear of two oisies. And he says in the story, he brings in the fine print underneath, Matsanu ke'enze eitzel choylo shal pidas reife. V'achre yisyaitzis emoy reiroa tzarech lechol b'yemi kipurim. It's a similarly found B'yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. If you have a person who, if the discussions with a doctor, is required to eat on Yom Kippur. Sha'alov l'ishtad alechol b'shi'urim. He should eat pachas mikashir, less than the amount of the shir iser eating. V'loy lechol k'rogol anati d'regol anati. Kivin sha'achilu b'shi'urim yisur b'lav. Still an iser b'lav. Still is the rice of a lav. Right? But the aim is a karis. But there's no iser karis. Right now, he says, easily someone who's not allowed to eat, who does not need to eat, there's still a list deraisa of him to eat pachas mikashir. But there's no issa koris. Now, on the bottom, Sivka and Sadek Zayin, he mentions him, also shir shalom. He says, El shehivsik toich kidei asiyas molacha. What happens if you do the full shir, let's say, of writing? A person wrote two oisis, but he took a break. He wrote one letter, and later in the day, he wrote a second letter. He says it's not similar to eating the way you need to eat, let's say, by Isser Achilo, where you have to eat the Isser, Kedei Achilos Pras, when there's a shear for the time. He says, in such a case, in Shabbos, Chayev Afilum Oses Achetzi Hasheni Shel Ashir La'achazman. On Shabbos, Yechayev, even if you only did the second half of it and you finished the shear at a later point in time. As long as it's in the same Shabbos, so that's a whole sugya in the Gemara called Behela Machas, that it has to be done in one forgetting that it's Shabbos. But if one did not know it was also to write or didn't realize it was Shabbos, and hours apart he wrote two letters, he would be Chayev. Bechatos, right? If he was informed in between that it's Aser, so that completes the Malacha. Then it's not Behela Machas, and then it's Shnei Halamas, and then it will be considered separate Malachas. Also, what happens if he does Chatzi Shir on one Shabbos, Chatzi Shir on the next Shabbos, that also does not add together to one Shir. Back to the Shmir Shabbos, Kolchaz, the middle Sifchav Dalet, Umeidach Gisa. If a person did do the shear that we mekabel from Malach Moish Mishinai, that that's the chiyah for. Gamim loy hishlam es asiyas kol malacha sheschaven lasis. Even if he doesn't finish what he intended to finish, so he's chayev. Meaning that we don't say that meleches machsheves meschaven requires you to do everything you wanted to do that you have the kavana for. Therefore, he says, let's say a guy planned on writing an entire letter to somebody on Shabbos. We don't say, we don't say that he's not chayiv for writing until he writes the whole letter. By the time you write two oisiyas, he is chayiv, he becomes chayiv, right? Because that's the sheer iser. So we don't say that because of Meleches Machsheves, you have to write everything you wanted to do. But you have to write the shir that the Torah says. V'chein ha'choytech ha'kerei ha'daf mishal sefer. She'nichrechu v'loy nechtechu. Let's say you have pages of a book, he says, like when you print a book, so the way a book is printed is many pages are on one page, it gets folded and then cut. So let's say it was folded, but it wasn't cut, right? And you cut it, but you don't cut enough for the whole book. You still chayim. V'ein kol hevdol ben... It doesn't matter if you cut one or many. That is the Isser of Kereya. Being Kereya something for a Tachlis. Right? So even though your entire Tachlis is not seen, for Melechus Machsheves doesn't require that. It only requires that you did enough for your Isser. Ha'isa Melacha Bishlei Musa. Ach lo higia l'shir shekiblu chazal halacha moish mesinai. So someone who did a malacha b'shlei Musa, but right, he did an entire malacha, but he didn't do the shir l'chazal. Where kabel for halacha l'moishim yisinai is the chiyuv. Like for instance, he needs to write one letter. He needs to write on a beam a number. He writes one number, right? Harei os is a Torah, aval potter mi'oinish. Right, he's over this Torah. He's part from the Einish. So he's pointing out: if your whole malacha was one ice, see, even though you say you got your accomplished thing done, you won't have Isser. Whereas if you wanted to accomplish something, you wanted to write a whole letter, meaning a whole igeres to somebody, right? Then you wrote only half the letter, and then you had to get, you know, you needed time to finish writing it, right? You're writing a brief, so that you'll still be awesome for writing too, even though you didn't finish doing the job in its entirety. What happens? I write one letter. One person writes one letter, and someone else writes a second letter. Even though what was written was two letters, but since two different people did it, you're not chayv. Since no one individual wrote a full shir ksiva. From the bottom, it's kedai to see in Sivkon Kov Gimel, and the Ara he brings. Simon, I won't say. Let's hold off. Then let's go further from the Shmishah's Kalach. The person didn't do the shear that we Makabal Lachal Moshe Mishinai is awesome. So when we said writing and most malachis, if you do pachas mikashir, it's still awesome. But then he says a certain isurim, a certain malachis on Shabbos, that only become a malacha when you do the shir that was awesome. For instance, he says carrying a chavetz on Shabbos, right? So let's say you carried a chavetz, you in a rishus rabbim. You pick up a chayfetz, and you walk Dalat Amos, you put it down. Kira Anoch, walking Dalat Amos, that's Issa. He says, but walking less than Dalat Amos with a chayfetz in Rishus Rabbim is b'chlal not even a ma'isa of carrying. And that's mutter af mutter l'chadchil l'asis kein. Such a thing is mutter to do l'chadchil. Goin l'haver chayfetz Rishus Rabbim, pachas ma'ar b'amos. Hagam shu oysa sham akira v'anoch. Even though you're doing akira and anoch, he says, when it comes to carrying, it's b'chlal not a malacha, unless you walk, Dalat Amos carrying something. He says, that's something that's b'chlal not a malacha unless there's Dalat Amos being carried. So there he says on the bottom, Sifkon Kuv Gimel, but Dafka Pamachas Pachas Medalat Amos Mutter. That which we say is Mutter is Dafka one time going less than Dalat Amos. Avalahoylich Kam Pamim Pachas Medalat Amos Osir. But the Rabbanon asked the Rabbanon, walking Dalat Amos, less than Dalat Amos, putting the thing down, picking it up, walking less than that. If you're going to complete more than Dalat Amos with this chavetz on Shabbos of carrying, except in certain criteria, which you're going to see later in the Sefer, by Ha'itzo, as a general rule, that will be an issur the Rabbanon to do so. Chazal did not want you walking around and carrying, you know, by picking up, putting down, picking up, and putting down. So that's going to be awesome. Let's start the sugya of grama. We're doing a maisa and grama. Let's see Siv Chofei. Another criteria in order to be over on Shabbos is you do a maisa, malacha, that happens now. So, ein adam sif chofei, ein adam chayiv al asiyas ha malocha el imkein hu oysa pu'ula. You're not chayiv for a malocha unless you do an action. Shem emenu yeshuas ha malocha teyasa. Alam eit, right, that right away, right away doesn't mean time, but direct reaction to your action is the malaysa malocha. El aval emenu oysas ha pu'ula al ragoyim sha malocha teyasa. Right, but if you do an action that doesn't cause directly something else, but out of your action, something else will come out of it, that's generally hareze grama, upatim in ha-toyra, v'asim midrabanu. That's grama, it's patim in ha-toyra, but it's asim midrabanu. Umakim hefsid, itiru chachamim, and as we're going to see the times when umakim hefsid, where there's a great loss, it will be mutter. L'chein, he says, ha-mashlich z'ro'im o'igarine peris agabi ha-kakab mokum lach sh'yuchul invites. He says, for instance, right, you throw seeds or you throw pits from fruits that could grow, right, and you put it in a wet, you drop it on Shabbos on dirt that's wet, that it could start to germinate. Yesh b'kach is a teiro u'mishu melecha z'ereya. That's an isda raisa of melecha z'ereya. Now what happens if you drop it in a totally dry place where it does not have currently the ability to germinate, but it's during the rainy season? And what's going to happen? Right? And it's a place where it's aimed that it's going to rain. See, if it's during the season when there's no rain, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live somewhere where there's months where there's no rain, and you drop it down. So, I don't know, 3 months later, most likely will be kicked away, will be gone a little bit, but maybe it will still be there. You don't have to be chayish with that. But in a place where it does rain, and a good chance it's going to rain, and you put it down, so you're only a grumma for the germination. He says it's still an isid rabban. So whereas if you go drop it on wet dirt, that it can now start germinating without anything else happening because the ground is wet and it will start breaking apart sitting on the ground. That's the chayiv. That's the mamish zareya. If you do it on a dry area right now in the current matzav, it can't, and it needs rain to come. But lemais, if it's a derech for rain to come during the season, when the time that these things would stay sitting here, that's a grama. It's only isn't drabam. Another example he gives: hanoisin chitim l'tachanas mayim v'netchanas miyad. If you have a water mill and Baruch Hashem, the water is going down the river, and the mill is turning, and you throw wheat, or you throw something in it to it to grind. That's the is the rice of teichin. Even though you're not doing the teichin, the water mill is running, but you putting in the seeds and putting in something to be ground, that's awesome. But the ilukasha who knows and I still talking about shalshaining mufalas. Let's say you walk by and say, oh, the mill is not going anywhere; it's not turning, and you put the wheat in it. The kernels. And then, the wind comes or whatever, and the water still rains, whatever, the water comes down and turns it. So, that you only do the gairam, v'yeshbekach is the drabonim. That's his drabonim. Third example, hatsod. Bal chayim. Chayim shumlech hatsod. You go trap an animal, that's the chiyuv of tsod. V'chein ha'peres mitzudo. Someone who puts out a trap, u'bishas prisasa, and as you're putting out the trap, Toch your big mice of setting up the trap. Nichnas baba al-chayim, an animal gets trapped. Yesh b'zeh mishom malachas tzad. That's the malachas tzad. But v'ilu kasha hu peiris mitzuda. Uba al-chayim nitzit balachas man. What happens if you put down a trap? You want a Friday night, you realize you have mice. You want to put down a trap. Now, the mouse is not jumping in as soon as you put down the trap. But you're hoping sometime during the night that a mouse comes and goes to the trap. Harehu goyim l'tzedes baal chayim. That's called a grama. V'yesh b'kach rak isa d'rabbanon. I'm going to see a little bit more in Sif Chav Ches on this. And that's called a grama. We will continue next time. Today's podcast was sponsored for Refuah Shleimah for Ahuva Shpritzer Bas Teva Miriam. Please take a chance to sponsor these podcasts in order to make them available to the public and they can continue coming. Please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a podcast.